Hey guys, this is Noah Gorin from the Noah Gorin podcast. Eventually, we'll find something more clever to call it if I even keep this up. I have a tendency of picking things up and just like never ever going back to them. So, we'll see if this is one of those things or if it's, something that I'm really passionate about. Because I like speaking and I like giving advice and everything. So I guess I'm just gonna make this like a personal journal, like a therapy session, where I can just kind of talk about what's going on in my life. So, what's new? Well, I started taking antidepressants and anxiety medication because, to be totally transparent, I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically means that I get panic attacks and I feel very anxious about even tiny things like, small talk or phone calls or things like that. And it doesn't help that I have a stutter as well that I've had since I was six. But it's just a very difficult thing. And so I'm dealing with finals coming up next week, as well as this medication, because I started taking it about 2.5 weeks ago, and the antidepressant takes 3 weeks to kick in. So I'm just kind of waiting for it to start. And in other news, I watched 3 seasons of BoJack Horseman, which, if you haven't seen that show, I would highly recommend it. It's very good. But it's kind of thrown me into a depression because I see a lot of myself in the main character, BoJack. Because the basic premise of the show is it's this, horse who was in a TV show and back in the 90s, and now he's dealing with, his identity and whether or not he's a good person. And that's something that I deal with being 19 and trying to go out into this world and with mounting pressure for finals coming up. I guess I've just been a lot more introspective about who I am and the people that I've hurt. Because in my life, I like to think that I'm a good, virtuous person, but I think we're all selfish. I think that moral objectivism is something that we all do. And the concept of moral objectivism is something from, Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged, which basically states that you should put yourself first no matter what. And I don't agree with that. It's a kind of like extreme utilitarianism. But I am learning to kind of put myself first because I've always been a people pleaser and I've always been someone to put others first, which is a good quality, but at what cost? And that cost really came up to me when I was in a toxic relationship for about 1.5 years and we broke up 3 or 4 times in between that, but through the manipulation and through her, fake pleas of, oh, I'm going to commit suicide and I'm going to do all of that, I really had to step back and I felt terribly selfish for leaving and for not staying. But I realized that sometimes you have to be a little bit selfish, and I realized that selfishness is just a part of human nature. And that I deserve happiness. And when it comes to happiness, I've started talking to this girl. She lives all the way up in Canada. I'm here in Georgia. But, I am a history major here at the University of North Georgia. And I want to do my postgrad at the University of Toronto. And, she lives in Toronto. And I really, really like this girl, and she understands my sense of humor. And ultimately, I feel happy when I talk to her. And that's something that I haven't felt in a really long time. Because my last relationship, I just kind of jumped into. It went from casual sex to like a makeshift relationship based off of jealousy and just being horny. We were both virgins when we met. So, of course, we just fucked and fucked like rabbits. And so I guess it was just lust over love. And after the breakups, we would say, oh, like it was love and we had that and that brought us back together. But in the end, when I closed my eyes, I couldn't imagine a future with her. I couldn't imagine having kids with her. I couldn't imagine anything like that. And that's when I realized that I just had to cut her out of my life. And we tried being friends for like a week or two back in January of this year, but it didn't work. And so I blocked her for 2 months, and then I unblocked her because I felt guilty. And then ended up just not being able to deal with it. And she said, you know what? You're not the same person I know. So if you feel this strongly about it, just block me. And I did. And now I'm talking to this Canadian girl and things are getting serious. But not in like, it's not a rushing too quickly type thing. It's not a jealous thing. Because, I mean, she came from a relationship where jealousy was a big part of it, where he would cry whenever she'd have to leave. And there's some beauty in long distance relationships that I think get overlooked. And in this really quick swiping society of love in the 21st century, we look down on long distance relationships. We say, why don't you just find someone close by? Why do you have to go for love internationally? Why can't you just find love here? And I think it would be a disservice to my own happiness to settle. But with long distance relationships, it forces you to have communication. It's not like when you're cohabitating and you're in the same space and you just expect them to be able to read your mind. You have to talk about your day and you have to go into detail, and if something is making you upset, you have to speak about it. And sure, you can give them the silent treatment, but why do they deserve that? Why do you put in the effort? Why do you put in the money? Why do you make plans to see them? Why do you talk for hours and hours and hours on the weekend if you didn't care? And it's, you know, right now, I think her and I just need this long distance. Because, yeah, it'll be hard. And when she flies down here and I fly up there and we get these weekends together, we'll cherish them. But life still goes on. We still have work to do. We still have schoolwork to do. And eventually, if we're lucky, we'll end up together in Toronto when I move there officially. And it'll all be worth it because we've set up the foundation. And one of my favorite songs is called Depth Over Distance, and it's by Ben Howard. And it just is the perfect song for long distance relationships because it just talks about how a tree will grow strong in the woods, but it's the roots that bind you there. And that if you have that established connection, it's deep rooted, that you can grow strong and you can grow up. And even if the trees around you and if everyone's acting like a stone, that your tree will still grow. And I think that that's beautiful. And so, yeah, I'll have friends who tell me, why not find someone else? Because honestly, I don't think there is anyone else. I finally found someone who likes me for me. Someone who doesn't shy away from talking about the difficult things, from talking about the roots of my depression. I finally have someone who isn't afraid to acknowledge that. And yeah, she has her own baggage, but we listen to each other. And we lay here in bed, in our respective beds elsewhere, and we talk and we talk and we talk for hours, just saying, "Oh, one of us should go to bed." And we say that, and 3 hours go by, and another hour, and another hour until the birds are singing. And I think that's a sign that it's worth it. Because my name is Noah Gorin. And after the flood in the Bible, there were doves. And I like to think that when the birds are singing, that is a sign, it's a covenant for something greater. Well, that concludes this episode. If you liked it, definitely subscribe or however this app works, I don't know. But let me know what you think. Until next time.